listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, September 15th, 7:43 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Maureen Lenz. She's the volunteer manager here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Glad to have you in studio this morning, and looking forward to talking about volunteer opportunities at the LCMS. Though, before we went on the air, we were talking about your work and how much you enjoy working with volunteers here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I can just tell as you light up when you talk about the volunteers that you get to serve with. Let's talk about Volunteer Connection. What is Volunteer Connection?
Volunteer Connection is designed to engage, equip, and to empower individuals to serve at the LCMS so that they can serve within the national and international ministries to be able to fulfill the mission of the LCMS.
So there are opportunities both within the U.S. and international opportunities?
The nice thing about what our volunteers do is they get to work with the national ministries to be able to provide services that will impact locally and mm-hmm. nationwide. But we do have other ministries and we do assist international missions. So mm-hmm. the volunteers, if they have a passion for certain focus areas, mm-hmm. we're able to connect them with the different ministries.
Outstanding. Well, what types of opportunities are available for volunteering?
We have both ongoing opportunities, which really provide a lot of steady infrastructure support to mm-hmm. the ministries. We also provide episodic type of opportunities for maybe someone who wants to come in every month or two. So we do a variety of projects. We have a real big need for individuals who like to do computer work, data mm-hmm. entry,
sure.
scanning. But we do have other opportunities for people who like more of that relationship opportunity. Mm-hmm. So they get to, say, call individuals who have donated to our various campaigns and get to say thank you. And it's funny because they find those such joyful experiences because someone's thanking them.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. So there are opportunities that are ongoing on a regular basis, or some that might just be occasional or, as you said, episodic.
Correct.
That's a good word.
We do. Well, and our episodic types are for individuals who like to come together as groups. We have one congregation that's very close to here that there's a group of about 10 individuals that come and help us with our mailings, mm-hmm. or if we have really large assembly type of projects, mm-hmm. you know, the more hands you have, the quicker things get done. And it's fun because it's a joyful experience. You can tell they're having a great time and they're doing something together.
Sure. And that's part of the fun of working on projects together is the fellowship that happens while you're working together.
Absolutely. I think when you come together and you unify in what you're doing mm-hmm. and you have strong feelings about what you're
sure.
working towards, I think it just adds the opportunities to create great joy.
Absolutely. When you're passionate about what you're doing, it might not seem like the actual task itself might not seem all that significant, but what it contributes to, what it's a part of, is part of that bigger picture and something significant.
Absolutely. We have situations where staff will give us things that they're getting together, just postcard labels, mm-hmm. and the volunteers will, you know, apply them and we'll send them out. And they're like, well, I did nothing. And I'm like, oh no, that saves someone mm-hmm. a half hour, 2 hours of their time. So, which allows that staff member to do other things and mm-hmm. further the mission. So it's a huge help, and staff are ever grateful for those.
Sure. When someone can help with those tasks, like putting labels on postcards or something like that, as you pointed out, that frees up a staff person, a half an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours to do something that they are particularly gifted for.
Absolutely.
You know, that they may have a particular skill set. That staff person may have a particular skill set that they're in that position for. And so by sharing some of those other tasks that anybody could do, you know, that then opens the door for that person who has that specific skill set to focus on those tasks as well. Not saying that one is more important than the other, but then that helps us to get to the big picture more efficiently.
Definitely. And that's one of the great things that I've seen is that the volunteers, what the tasks that we've been asked to do will definitely help streamline processes. It's mm-hmm. very fun too, because as volunteers start doing the projects more consistently, they're like, can we do this differently? This would seem easier if we did it this way. And, you know, it's bringing all that mm-hmm. experience to the table that really adds, I think, to the mm-hmm. experience, because there's plenty of things that I have learned just by, you know, being open mm-hmm. to exploring other opportunities.
Speaking of giftedness, just talking about someone having a specific gift or skill set, a good point that you brought up is that many of the volunteers that we have the gift of time. They have the gift of time with a whole history of experience, maybe in a particular field, or, you know, they bring that with them. Those are some of the gifts they bring: experience and time.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the things, you know, some people who do have those gifts come and they say, you know, this is what I have to offer. This is mm-hmm. my experience. Can I, you know, try this a different way? That is just really an awesome opportunity for us, because sometimes you get stuck in this is how we do it, but it opens up the doors mm-hmm. to new opportunities. But, you know, the other interesting thing is maybe someone has done, medical work all their life, and they'll be like, I'm not ready to go do anything medical. I want to mm-hmm. do something different. I want to learn new things. This is a great opportunity because, you know, we have on-site supervision. We have you working with someone in that ministry, so it allows you the opportunity to learn new skills.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the ongoing opportunities. You mentioned computer tasks earlier, some work in computers. Other opportunities that are ongoing?
We do do different types of data entry. We are always trying to improve our technology. So being able to take, you know, information maybe from papers or spreadsheets and being able to put them into database systems so that we can be more efficient. We've done a lot of projects like that. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of organizational things, being able to go through, different files and look at historical data, being able to capture that. Mm-hmm. We have some different library type of experiences, which for some they find fascinating, because you get to see things that were from, you know, mm-hmm. 1800s. And so it's kind of fun. They get to see some history in action.
Well, very good. So doing some scanning and researching, collecting, curating,
Absolutely.
That sort of thing. What about, I know that we have some volunteers who make calls.
Yes, we do. We have two specific types of calls that we do. We've done a lot of calls for our special event, our Wittenberg and mm-hmm. our Lutheran Malaria Initiatives. So again, those are thanking people for their donations and just really extending the gratitude that, you know, your donation makes a difference. The other thing that we do, phone call wise, is for our Together in Mission. And what that's doing is it's the volunteers connecting with congregations, just doing an informational call. You know, asking, have you received the information that the missionaries have asked us to send to you, because they're coming to visit your congregation? And so what it does is it allows that staff member the time to be able to do all the infrastructure type of things, where the volunteers are able to make those phone calls. And the staff member always says, it's amazing when the volunteers mm-hmm. call, how many congregations call us back and say, hey, I just heard from, you know, the volunteer, and they said, I need to connect with you. And again, that's all that extra time that staff member has to be able to mm-hmm. be that advocate for that missionary.
How do you find volunteers? How do you engage volunteers? How do you connect with them? And this is obviously one way to get the word out.
We try, one of our components is engagement. And so We are really working to get the word out about different opportunities here. One way that we do is our newsletter. We send a quarterly newsletter to all of our volunteers saying, hey, here's what's going on at the LCMS. And then here's all the opportunities we have. We ask them to be our advocate in the community and say, hey, we got these opportunities. I have a great time here. Can you come and help? One of the biggest things is people say that the reason they don't volunteer is because they were never asked. Mm. And so that is one of the big things is that we're trying to get out. We do reach out to congregations locally and ask them to kind of promote our ministry and to be able to provide the services. One of the other things that we do, which has kind of been fun, is we do a quarterly fellowship where we ask the volunteers to come in, and if they have a friend or a family member who would want to come in with them, they learn, they go to chapel at 10, and then we have a presentation of some various ministry. Lately, we've been Skyping with the missionaries in different parts of the world to kind of bring that mission field back to what they're can kind of connect with what they're doing.
That's neat to have an opportunity to see them face to face on Skype. How do you equip the volunteers? How do you prepare them for the work that they're going to be doing?
One of the things that we really try and do is to be able to spend that time with the volunteer, to be able to sit down with them and say, okay, here's how the project we're envisioning the project to go. We do try and provide different written instructions. We have different visual like samples of the items, as well as we do make sure that there is some staff that's available to be able to answer their messages or questions about what's going on with this or why isn't the computer working. So it helps, it tries to eliminate some of the barriers that people experience when they do volunteer.
What are some questions that have come up from volunteers along the way, or what are some things that maybe some fun stories from volunteers who have enjoyed serving?
We've had, especially with our phone callers, it's funny because they will be making calls basically all across, you know, the national area. And they'll find people that they're like, oh, that name is really familiar. And here it ends up being someone that, you know, they had went to school with a long time ago, or that maybe they know their children. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of fun to see those connections.
Sure. I find that every day here, you know, I get to talk with people around the Synod, around the church, and having gone to a Concordia University as well, going through a church work program, and knowing others who have gone through seminary here as well. It's a small world sometimes. You come across people that you studied with or who are related to someone that you worked with or studied with. And
absolutely. And I think it's a connection. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting back and again, you're connecting with people at a different level.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, how can we find out more about volunteer opportunities? Are most of the opportunities right here in St. Louis? Are there other opportunities in other locations?
Okay. So Volunteer Connections opportunities are located primarily at the International Center. So we are located at 1333 South Kirkwood. So that's where our home base is. Mm-hmm. And you can find us on our website at thelcms.org. If you go to the Help and Serve section, you'll see Volunteer Connection listed as an opportunity. Also, if you're on that webpage, you will see that the LCMS has so many wonderful opportunities, whether you want to travel, you know, nationally, if you want to travel internationally to volunteer, you will see that there are so many different opportunities and interests that, you know, it's one of those things you'd be hard not to find something that fits your interest.
What about a phone number to reach you?
My phone number is 314-996-1629.
Very good. 314-996-1629 to reach Maureen Lenz to talk about opportunities to volunteer here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Maureen, thanks so much for spending some time talking with us today, sharing about these great opportunities to volunteer. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to people.
Thank you. Maureen Lenz, volunteer manager with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Zimmerman from Pilgrim Lutheran Church in Ontario, Oregon. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.